Part 3. Leading at Organizational and Strategic Levels. Part 3 addresses organizational and strategic leaders in additional detail. Both organizational and strategic leaders are still direct leaders. This part describes what makes organizational and strategic leaders unique from direct leaders. Chapter 9. Organizational Leadership. You have to lead men in war by requiring more from the individual than he thinks he can do. You have to lead men in war by bringing them along to endure and to display qualities of fortitude that are beyond the average man's thought of what he should be expected to do. You have to inspire them when they are hungry and exhausted and desperately uncomfortable and in great danger. And only a man of positive characteristics of leadership, with the physical stamina that goes with it, can function under those conditions. General of the Army George C. Marshall, Testimony to the U.S. Senate Committee on Military Affairs, 1940. Leading. Whether they fight for key terrain or work to achieve training readiness, organizational leaders must be able to translate complex concepts into understandable plans their subordinates can execute. Organizational leaders develop the plans and synchronize the systems that allow subordinates to turn ideas into action. Organizational leaders build teams of teams with discipline, cohesion, trust, and proficiency through personal example, using a wide range of knowledge and applying leader competencies. They focus their organizations down to the lowest level on the mission by disseminating a clear intent, sound concepts, and a systematic approach to execution. Organizational leaders build on direct leader experiences, reflect the Army values, and instill pride within organizations. Since they lead complex organizations throughout the Army's generating forces and operating forces, organizational leaders often apply elements of direct and organizational leadership simultaneously. Leads others. Organizational leaders have developed a strong background in fundamentals, as well as an appreciation for the geopolitical implications of their situation. From their experiences, they have developed the instincts, intuition, and knowledge that form their understanding of the interrelation of the levels of leadership. Their refined skills allow them to understand, integrate, and synchronize the activities of multiple systems and employ resources and systems across a range of challenges. Given the increased size of their organizations, organizational leaders influence indirectly more often than directly. Soldiers and subordinate leaders look to their organizational leaders to set achievable standards, to provide clear intent, and to provide the necessary resources. Decisions and actions by organizational leaders have greater consequences for more people over a longer time than those of direct leaders. Since the connections between action and effect are sometimes more remote and difficult to see, organizational leaders spend more time than direct leaders coordinating, thinking, and reflecting about what they are doing and how they are doing it. Organizational leaders develop clear concepts for operations as well as policies and procedures to control and monitor execution. Extends influence beyond the chain of command. While organizational leaders primarily exert direct influence through their chain of command and staff, they extend influence beyond their chain of command and organization by other means. These other means include persuasion, empowerment, motivation, negotiation, conflict resolution, bargaining, advocacy, and diplomacy. They often apply such skills when serving as military negotiators, consensus builders, and a direct interface to local populace. Today's operations present Army leaders, particularly organizational leaders, with non-linear, dynamic, and ambiguous conditions. These varied, information-intense conditions challenge leaders to synchronize efforts beyond the traditional military chain of command. Likely, mission complexities demand the full integration and cooperation of unified action partners to accomplish missions. Establishing effective relationships with unified action partners is an important step. Organizational leaders and their staffs must understand joint doctrine as well as Army fundamentals and procedures. Additionally, corps or divisions may have control over forces from other nations. They may work with liaison officers from other nations. In some cases, U.S. Army or U.S. Joint Force staffs may have members of other nations permanently assigned. Echelons of command often have interagency representation embedded in their staffs or operating in their areas. Leaders, therefore, impart influence through their conduct, striving to set a positive impression of themselves, the Army, and the nation they serve. Leads by example. The Army's organizational leaders play a critical part in maintaining focus on fighting the enemy and not the plan. They are at the forefront of adapting to operational environment changes and exploiting emerging opportunities by applying a combination of intuition, analytical problem-solving, systems integration, and leadership by example, as close to the action as feasible. Organizational leaders position themselves with the necessary means to maintain contact with critical elements at headquarters. Proximity to operations provides organizational commanders with the required awareness to apply quick, creative thinking in collaboration with subordinate leaders. Proximity facilitates adjustments for deficiencies in planning and shortens reaction time when applying sound tactical and operational solutions to changing realities. Operations require leaders who understand the context of factors affecting the situation, act within that understanding, continually assess and adapt those actions based on the interactions and circumstances of the enemy and conditions, consolidate tactical and operational opportunities into strategic aims, and are able to effectively transition operations. Organizational leaders prioritize what changes their organization will pursue and guide their organizations through several steps to ensure their initiatives for change last. The steps of the leading change process are: assess the need for change, anticipate problems or identify opportunities, build a guiding coalition, create and communicate a compelling vision, determine how to implement vision, design plan, gather resources, empower others to act, facilitate learning, promote new skill development, goal reinforcement, identify and reinforce evidence of progress, hone the change process through monitoring and reinvesting, institutionalize change, modify policies or procedures, communicates. Leaders are responsible for ensuring shared understanding. They should share information as much as possible with their organization and subordinates. An open, two-way exchange of information reinforces sharing team values and encourages constructive input. Communicating openly and clearly with superiors is important for organizational leaders. Understanding the intent, priorities, and thought processes makes anticipating future planning and resourcing priorities easier. Understanding the direction of the higher headquarters reduces course corrections at lower levels, thus minimizing friction in maintaining a stable organizational tempo and climate. Using the staff as a communications tool. Organizational leaders need to understand what is happening within their organization, developing laterally and unfolding within the next two higher echelons. Networking between staffs gives organizational leaders a broader picture of the overall operational environment. Coordination allows leaders to constantly interact and share thoughts, ideas, and priorities through multiple channels, creating a more complete picture. With reliable information, staffs can productively turn policies, concepts, plans, and programs into achievable results and quality products. By interacting with the next higher staff, organizational leaders understand the superior's priorities and impending shifts in focus or guidance. This helps inform their own organizational requirements and changes. Constantly sensing, observing, questioning, and actively listening enables organizational leaders to identify and solve potential problems or to avoid them. Communication allows them to anticipate decisions and put their organization in the best possible position in time and space to appropriately respond and execute. Using persuasion to build teams and consensus. Persuasion is an important communication method for organizational leaders. Well-developed skills of persuasion and openness to working through controversy help organizational leaders overcome resistance and build support in a positive manner. By reducing grounds for misunderstanding, persuasion reduces time wasted overcoming unimportant issues. Persuasion is an important method of extending influence. Working through controversy in a positive, open way overcomes resistance to an idea or plan and builds support. By demonstrating these traits, organizational leaders provide an example that subordinates can use in self-development. In some circumstances, persuasion may be inappropriate. During operations, leaders must often make decisions quickly, requiring a more direct style when leading and deciding on courses of action. Developing. Comparatively, organizational leaders take a long-term approach to developing the entire organization. They prepare their organizations for the next quarter, next year, or 5 years from now. The responsibility to determine how the Army fights the next war lies with today's Army leaders, especially those at the organizational and strategic levels. Leaders at the organizational level rely more on indirect leadership methods, which can make leading, developing, and achieving more difficult. Creates a positive environment. An organization's climate springs from its leaders' attitudes, actions, and priorities communicated through choices, policies, and programs. Leaders in organizational leadership positions determine the organizational climate by assessing the organization from the bottom up. An organizational leader can initiate command climate surveys to collect climate input while protecting individual anonymity. Organizational level leaders ensure company commanders meet requirements for initial and annual climate surveys. See AR 600-20. These leaders should assess subordinate command climate results and supplemental indicators such as instances of misconduct. With a completed assessment, the leader can provide clear guidance and focus, purpose, direction, and motivation to move the organization toward the desired end state. Characteristics of successful organizational climates include a clear, widely known purpose, well-trained, competent soldiers and DA civilians, disciplined, cohesive teams, and trusted, competent leaders. It is a climate that adheres to and promotes the Army values and fosters the warrior ethos, encourages learning, promotes creativity and performance, and establishes cohesion. To create such a climate, organizational leaders recognize mistakes as opportunities to learn, create cohesive teams, and reward leaders of character and competence with increasing responsibilities. Organizational leaders value honest feedback and constantly use available means to maintain a feel for the organization. Special staff members, including equal opportunity advisors, chaplains, medical officers, and legal advisors, assist the organizational leader with maintaining a positive environment. Prepares self. The demands on leaders vary at different levels. While leader competencies stay the same across levels, moving from direct to the organizational level requires a shift in approach. What may occupy a great deal of a leader's time at a lower level, for example, face-to-face supervision of soldiers, involves less time at higher levels. Certain technical skills vital to a direct leader will be of less importance to an organizational leader who must spend time on system-wide issues. Leaders need to accustom themselves to rely on less direct means of direction, control, and monitoring to aid their transition in the scope and breadth of responsibilities. Organizational leaders keep a focus on where the organization needs to go and what leaders must be capable of accomplishing. As role models, they develop themselves and actively counsel their subordinate leaders about their professional growth. organizational leaders continue to seek broadening experiences to expand their knowledge, skills, and capabilities. At the organizational level, leaders ensure that systems and conditions are in place for objective feedback, counseling, and mentoring for all organization members, including themselves. Self-aware organizational leaders who know their organizations generally achieve high-quality results and do not shy away from asking close subordinates to give informal feedback as part of an open, transparent assessment and feedback effort. When they are part of official AARs, organizational leaders should invite subordinates to comment on how the leaders could have made things better. Subordinates easily spot errors by organizational leaders, since these errors often affect those led. Consequently, admitting, analyzing, and learning from these errors add value to the training. For the Army's organizational leaders, just as leaders at other levels, reflecting, learning, and applying corrective actions in operations is critical for effectiveness. Develops others. Organizational level leaders are stewards of the Army profession. They fulfill this function by placing a high priority upon investment in future leaders at all levels. Leader development is an investment required to maintain the Army as a profession and is a key source of combat power. Organizational leaders set conditions for a robust leader development system and create conditions that enable organization members to learn from their experiences and those of others. They rely on conditions that use learning as well as self-development through various procedures, such as 360 assessments. To strengthen learning, organizational leaders can make numerous avenues available for lifelong learning, assignment-oriented training, simulations, learning centers, and virtual training. Organizational leaders determine the potential of others. This takes awareness of others and flexibility to build on strengths and address weaknesses. Developing others at this level is challenging. The organizational leader has to balance the criticality of the task and the developmental needs of all subordinates. Another consideration for organizational leaders is how and what individuals need to learn. Learning in challenging situations may be a good way for leaders to learn from failure, but others need to experience more successes than failures to develop self-confidence and initiative. Organizational leaders lead, coach, and mentor subordinate leaders. Building team skills and processes. Organizational leaders recognize that the Army is a team of teams, composed of numerous functional organizations. These organizations perform necessary tasks and missions that coordinate the effort of all Army components. Strategic leaders influence organizational leaders. Organizational leaders, in turn, influence subordinate leaders to achieve organizational goals. Generally, organizational leaders rely on others to follow and execute their intent and guidance, as well as to communicate effectively that intent and guidance to subordinates. Turning a battlefield vision or training goal into reality takes the combined efforts of many teams inside and outside of the organization. Organizational leaders build solid, effective teams by developing and training them. By circulating among subordinate units, organizational leaders can assess subordinates' understanding of intent, preparation, execution, and assure successful command and control. Organizational leaders learn about units in the task organization and personally motivate soldiers by their presence. Organizational leaders work with subordinate units to create shared understanding. Together, they identify options of greatest value and manage high-risk actions. Organizational leaders act with other leaders across the chain of command to create context for fostering organizational and team capabilities. Well-trained subordinates who work hard and fight tenaciously sense they are part of a first-rate team. Collective confidence comes from succeeding under challenging, stressful conditions. Sense of belonging derives from experiencing technical and tactical proficiency, first as individuals and later collectively. That proficiency expresses itself in the confidence team members have in their peers and leaders and trust shared with each other. Ultimately, cohesive teams combine into a network, a team of teams. Cohesive organizations work in synchronized fashion to complete tasks and missions. Encouraging initiative and acceptance of responsibility. Since missions for larger organizations are more complex and involve concurrent efforts, leaders at higher levels must encourage subordinate initiative. Effective organizational leaders must delegate authority, support their subordinates' decisions, and hold them accountable for their actions. Successful delegation of authority involves convincing subordinates that they are empowered and have the freedom to act independently. Empowered subordinates understand that they bear more than the responsibility to accomplish tasks. They have the authority to operate as they see fit, within the limits of the commander's intent and available resources. This helps them lead their people with determination. Since delegation is a critical factor for success in organizations, leaders must know the talents of their subordinates and prepare them to assume critical roles when necessary. To empower the diverse elements within a larger organization, organizational leaders must exploit the value of a creative staff composed of competent and trustworthy subordinates. Organizational leaders develop the competence and judgment of their staffs to handle greater responsibility. Choosing talented staff leaders. Building a high-performing staff begins with putting the right people in the right positions. Organizational leaders make time to evaluate the staff and develop them to full capability. They avoid micromanaging the staff while trusting and empowering them to think creatively and provide truthful answers and feasible options. For example, an important decision is getting the right chief of staff or deputy. The chief of staff or deputy is the principal assistant for directing, coordinating, supervising, and training the staff. This leader earns the respect of the staff, focuses them, inspires them, and moves them to achieve results. Although staff sections work as equals, they require good leadership from their chief of staff to make them function as a cohesive team. Inquisitive leaders who conduct regular assessments of themselves and their organizations hold their organizations to the highest standards. Open-minded reflection and corrective action in training is critical for effective performance in crisis. This continuous assessment process enables organizational leaders to translate lessons learned into usable knowledge. Achieving. For consistent results, organizational leaders have to be competent in planning, preparing, executing, and assessing. They must provide clear focus with their intent so subordinates accomplish the mission regardless of the original plan. Providing direction, guidance, and clear priorities. Organizational leaders are more likely than direct leaders to provide guidance and make decisions with incomplete information. Part of the organizational leader's analysis must determine which decisions to make themselves or push to lower levels. While determining the right course of action, they consider possible second and third order effects and project into the future, months or years. Organizational leaders must consider the timing of their decisions. In many cases, organizational leaders must exercise patience and not make decisions before allowing subordinates time to overcome the frictions inherent to military operations. Mastering resources and systems. During operations, organizational leaders integrate and synchronize available resources. They assign missions and empower their subordinates to execute within the given intent. Effective organizational leaders must be resourcing experts, which requires significant education and self-study. Achieving organizational goals requires resources, including time, equipment, facilities, budgets, and people. Organizational leaders aggressively manage and prioritize the resources at their disposal to ensure optimal readiness of the organization. A leader's situation is more difficult when unanticipated events shift priorities. Organizational leaders are stewards of their people's time and energy, as well as their own. They do not waste resources, but skillfully evaluate objectives, anticipate resource requirements, and efficiently allocate what is available. They balance available resources with organizational requirements and distribute them in a way that best achieves organizational goals. Because of the more indirect nature of their influence, organizational leaders continually assess interrelated systems and design longer-term plans to accomplish missions. Leaders who reach the organizational level should have a comprehensive systems perspective, clearly understanding how all the elements of combat power work together. These systems provide the framework for influencing people and organizations at all levels. They are the foundations for conducting a wide variety of operations and continually improving the organization and the force. Organizational leaders process tremendous amounts of information. Analysis and synthesis are essential to effective decision-making and program development. Analysis breaks a problem into its component parts. Synthesis assembles complex and disorganized data into solutions. Good information management filters relevant information to enable organizational leaders and staffs to exercise effective command and control. Information management uses procedures and information systems to collect, process, store, display, and disseminate information. While a single leader in isolation can make good decisions, the organizational leader needs a creative staff to make quality decisions during continuous operations of long duration. In the complex operational environments faced today, organizational leaders must be able to rely on an experienced and trustworthy staff and other experts to acquire and filter huge amounts of information, monitor vital resources, synchronize systems, and assess operational progress and success. Understanding and synchronizing systems for combat power. Leaders apply a systems perspective to develop and employ their organizations. The ability to understand and effectively employ systems is critical to achieving organizational goals, objectives, and tasks. Organizational leadership, combined with effective information and integration of the warfighting functions, generates combat power. Effective organizational leaders excel at tactical and operational synchronization. They must arrange activities in time, space, and purpose to mass maximum relative combat power or organizational effort at a decisive point. Organizational leaders further synchronize by applying the complementary and reinforcing effects of joint military and non-military assets to overwhelm opponents. Effective synchronization and integration requires leaders to pull together technical, interpersonal, and conceptual abilities and apply them to warfighting goals, objectives, and tasks. Assessing to ensure mission success and organizational improvement. Assessing situations, looking at the state of the organization and its component elements, is critical for organizational leaders to achieve consistent results and mission success. Accurate assessment requires their instincts and intuitions based on the reliability of information and their sources. Quality organizational assessment can determine weaknesses and force focused improvements. Besides designing effective assessment systems, organizational leaders set achievable, measurable assessment standards. Organizational leaders ask, "What is the standard? Does the standard make sense to all concerned? Did we meet the standard? What system measures the standard? Who is responsible for the system? How do we reinforce or correct our findings?" Because their decisions can have wide-ranging effects, leaders must be sensitive to how their actions affect the organization's climate. The ability to discern and predict second and third-order effects benefits organizational leaders in assessing the health of the organizational climate and providing constructive feedback to subordinates.